This is a Talking Digital production. Find more great podcasts at talkingdigital.org.
Are we live? I'm going to test.
Yeah, we're live. We're live, yep.
I'm barely alive, but I'm alive.
I brought up a special soundboard today if we want it.
Oh, that's good. We didn't need that today.
Winning.
All right. Just in case.
I'm glad you got that. We got always that wanted set. That on the radio show.
Yeah, so you won't hear it, though, because you're not wearing any headphones. Like if you want headphones, they're here.
Okay. But yeah. I might put them on if we start doing a lot of soundboards.
Yeah, it's cool. There's some.
Do you have any Charlie Sheen?
I'm by winning.
Well, it's all Charlie Sheen.
I win here and I win there.
This is just a Charlie Sheen soundboard.
Okay.
That's all it is.
All right, I'm going to put the headphones
on. I can bring up other soundboards, too, but I thought, you know. Why not?
Why not us take advantage of Charlie Sheen?
Yeah.
Put down your sword and come join the winners. Put down your sword and come join the winners.
There you go. And those, of course, will be louder when we play them on the podcast.
Sure.
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it is.
And it was written for normal people. People that aren't special. People that don't have tiger blood and, you know, Adonis DNA.
There you go.
There we go.
Okay.
Adonis DNA. There's a new story here.
Let's start the show.
Oh, sure. All right.
Yeah, let's do that. And okay. then we'll jump in.
Welcome to the weekly podcast with Rick and Adam, where we talk anything technology. We don't answer. Well, we answer questions via email. This is not a live show yet. Maybe someday.
Someday.
Did you do something to your screen?
No. Adam? No.
What is that? Oh, that's the background.
Yeah.
On your. Oh, geez. Okay, now I can see it. I just saw the bottom half of it.
Yeah.
I thought Adam had.
Here's the thing.
Had a crack in his beautiful.
It
kind of
got me.
In,
oh, you know what? This is kind of doing a weird thing. Anyway, but we'll talk about that another time. The one thing that was funny is I have the Google theme of the day. Checked for my theme for my Google,
right?
For my iGoogle, and I use iGoogle as my homepage. And so I, once in a while, I'll take my students in to show them RSS feeds and how to create an iGoogle page, and I'll show them mine as an example of what you can do with all the tabs and all that stuff. Well, I don't ever think anything of it. I see it all the time, so I don't even pay attention to what theme's going on or whatever. So the other day, I went to log into my theme. Or my iGoogle account to show my class how to do it. And one of my students who had me last semester for something said, "Do you still have the girl of the day theme?" I said, "It's not a girl of the day theme." He's like, "There was a girl in her bikini or a girl in her swimsuit or something on there." I remember, oh, you know, maybe.
Were you embarrassed?
It's certainly possible. Well, I told him, I said, "I just have a theme of the day checked. You know, what can I do? What can I say? You know, like, it doesn't ever show anything too bad, but a lot of times it will bring up the theme for a certain fashion designer or a certain photographer or something like that. And yeah, sometimes there's a picture of, you know, like I said, nothing too risque, but, you know, a woman in a mini skirt might be on there. I don't know. But
and I'm sure that they were highly offended there at Mason State College.
College, yeah. Those college students were, well, no, I did worry about people thinking that of me doing that.
Yeah, that you could have gotten, your tenure could have been jerked away from you.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Yeah, I was just looking here on the news. Adam and I did a show last night, our live show on the radio at kfmradio.org, although the stream wasn't working for our streaming listeners.
We did record it, though. And
it did record it.
Posted as a podcast at helpmerick.com.
Very soon.
It was a good show, too.
Well, it's pretty good, but it's pretty dead on
callers. Lots of news. Not a lot of callers. Yeah. We had a couple callers.
But we did flow. The hour went by quick.
Yeah, we had one caller call and tell us not to talk about Charlie Sheen.
That's right.
So
we're going to do a whole soundboard of Charlie Sheen, and that way it'll make up.
The only thing I'm addicted to right now is winning.
There you go.
Anyway, one other news story that it's sort of tech related, but it's very financial related. Is did you see the new billionaire richest folks list came out yesterday?
Well, I saw the number one guy. I didn't see the rest.
From Mexico.
Yeah.
From the third world.
Second year in a row or something.
Yeah, from the third world country of Mexico.
That's right.
Bill Gates is not even in the top three anymore, I don't think.
Yeah.
right? Didn't he drop down to four or five?
Yeah, probably. You know what? I didn't see the list.
So Warren Buffett, I think, is two, and I think a guy from Brazil is three. I'm looking for the lists. Not that it's important, except for that technology guys. Now, a little bit in what's going on with Gates is he is donating his money.
Yeah.
Like crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, he really
It doesn't hurt his feelings too much if he's not on the top of that list
anymore. I don't think so. I think if you're on the list, your feelings shouldn't be hurt. Yeah. I would love to be number 1,000 on that list. I don't have to be number one or number five.
Absolutely.
So credit to him. Credit to him and Melinda, I think, is his wife's name.
Yep.
They do a tremendous amount with their money, but they're not doing it by force. No one's taking it from them and saying you have to do it.
Right.
And again, I'm not going to go there, but I'm just going to say that kudos, and I hate that word. Congratulations to both Melinda and Bill.
I think they've been helping poor Chinese workers for 20 years.
Sure, they sure have.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people out there making a living because of
manufacturing of software? Well, maybe the mice, the mice and Xbox.
Where do you think
Xbox.
They put the discs and the packages and
all right, that's
and the make print out the boxes and okay. Yeah, I'm sure. The discs themselves are made. All right. And all plus they have those cool Microsoft mice. Microsoft still makes good webcams.
That's true.
So see, there's still some good stuff out there.
Oh, speaking of webcams, okay. I did look. I don't have an extra webcam. I'm using it on my desktop.
Yeah, no problem.
I was
thinking
I had one, but I don't.
If we run across one, we're
sorry about that.
Sure. And if our listeners want to send us one, that'd be okay too.
There any come? Oh, I'm finalizing a system update on my CR48 Google Chrome notebook.
Yeah.
And so it was doing it automatically, Adam.
Maybe one of our listeners will send us. Oh, what we'd
system
really
requires
like,
a restart.
We'd really like a Canon 5D as a webcam.
We should end the show like the car guys about all when they do their contest.
Yeah.
And they want to send them the answer on all these cool things.
Exactly.
Well, the CR48, we haven't talked about this, Adam, and I think
we should.
We could kind of make the show about this cuz I mean Google sent this to me for no cost.
Right.
Before Christmas, I went to Tucson during the, as Adam knows, and regular listeners know, I cannot do more than one thing at one time. So I'm trying to type my password in. That was a very fast reboot for a full system upgrade, I have to say.
Yeah, it sure was.
But anyway, I read online that Google was starting a beta program to test the Google Chrome operating system. And the Chrome operating system is a basically a very customized Linux version, a very customized version of Linux, and they're basing the whole operating system on the Google Chrome browser.
It's really kind of a hybrid between a browser and a standard operating system. There's not a lot you can do with it without having a browser open.
That's right, and that's what it is. It doesn't have a CD-ROM, no DVD. It does have one USB port. It does have a VGA out port. And it does have, we went from 9128, Adam, to 10.156. And it says there's another update that it's downloading.
Wow.
So I guess I should turn it on occasionally. But I did use it for the first couple months. So the story is they announced, I got it from Twitter,
uh-huh.
that Google was starting a beta program where you could get a laptop. And I didn't know what get a laptop meant.
Right.
And that you were going to be able to test Google Chrome. And throughout the past year, I've been using, there's a guy online, Cherry OS X or something like that, where he's putting together his own version of the Chrome operating system.
Right. Which and one I, is that? Is that,
that, something that may be with a different Cherry. Guy.
Because I saw another one that was HEXX in.
That's
something.
The guy.
That's him.
That's
okay,
the guy.
All right.
And somehow.
Yeah, I saw that. You can run it off of a flash drive and all of that. Yeah.
And it boots quickly.
Right.
And again, I love it because it's Linux. You don't require a lot of security. In fact, you require no security.
Right.
It works very well. The pop-ups and the spyware just doesn't infect it because of the fact that, from a very geeky standpoint, Linux does not allow you to get into the underbelly of the computer without a lot of mumble jumble and passwords.
Right.
So for the rest of us, what that means is that you have a very safe computer.
Yeah.
Especially on the internet. But anyway, so I decided to apply. I said, what the heck? So there was a little, you know, not a lengthy form, but it's a fairly
involved enough to intimidate form. People who just want a free laptop.
Right. And right. I didn't realize it was going to be a free laptop. I have no right. idea what it meant. So I sent it in end of November, early December, got back from Arizona, and there was a UPS sticker. UPS sticker said, come pick up a package. We tried to deliver it to you a few times, and they couldn't get it to me. So I go pick it up, and it has the size and shape and weight of a computer.
Wow.
The box does, but it's an indescript box.
Right.
So I said, boy, what is this? I didn't order anything. And I'll go back, open it up, and here's a freaking laptop. And it's a very nice little laptop.
It is a very cool laptop.
It's very lightweight.
Yep.
The battery life on it is phenomenal. It turns on and off almost instantly. It's very, very quick. And again, it's using a Linux version and a customized version of Linux that the engineers there at Google have put together. I'm surprised they're rolling this out so slowly.
Yeah, me too.
Because they started talking about it. You and I started talking about it a year and a half ago.
Yeah. And the other thing that I think is interesting about it is it has no branding on it whatsoever.
That's right. Yeah.
And it's and you know, you'd think that, you know, because the beta testers are going to take it to coffee shops. They're going to take it around with them and use it a little while.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know, and you'd think that they'd want some conversation going on about it. But there is no branding on it whatsoever. It's totally black. And it has this really cool rubberized coating.
Like a lot of
cell phones have, you know. It feels really tough. Has this really cool coating. It's fun to touch. It's got a good...
I don't think it's going to be tough. I'm gonna go against.
No, it's not. It's not, I guess I shouldn't say that, but the anti thumbprint,
right? Right.
Rubberized coating that a lot of cell phones have. That's more what I'm talking about. It's not the Panasonic ToughBook rubberized coating.
But. See, I would like this coating on that aluminum body on the MacBooks.
Me too.
That would be nice because the MacBooks are completely opposite.
You know, this in coolness is about as close as you can get to the design of a MacBook.
I have to agree.
It's really, really a nice design.
It's very thin, very sleek.
Yeah.
They have gone and used lowercase letters.
I'm cool with that, though. I really like that.
Mm-hmm. And then they do have a search button, Adam, instead where the tab button normally is.
Uh-huh. Does it work as a tab button?
No.
Like when you're filling out forms?
The tab button is up above.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I wish they would reverse that.
Yeah, that would be
Because isn't on most keyboards the tab is above shift, right?
Yep. No, caps lock is above shift.
Oh, okay. So that's good.
So you're okay.
So they just got rid of the caps lock.
So where is caps lock?
I don't know. Maybe you push the shift twice.
Oh, I bet you do. I bet that's what you do.
Yeah. Oh, no.
No.
Maybe it's control.
You know, what they're saying is this is the internet.
Yeah.
It's rude to use all caps.
You know, and I think that's another thing that they purposely put a bug in Gmail. I think they're finally fixing it after a little bit of an uprise, where if you forward messages, the photos wouldn't go with the messages.
Right.
And you had to change the subject just a bit.
You think they're fixing that?
Supposedly, I think they already have.
Oh, okay.
But I think that's just a little bit of social engineering to use what we talked about last night to say, what are you doing?
Yeah, don't forward stuff.
Think twice.
We don't. Yeah, that's really, you know, it's just a sweet little laptop.
So they call it a CR48, which again is all.
Stupid name.
Exactly. And that's why I agree with you about no branding. It's got a goofy name.
Yeah.
So instead of calling it the beta Google Chrome notebook or something.
Yeah.
And that may even be a great sticker to put on there.
That's what
beta Google Chrome. If you can come up with a nice sticker, Adam, I'll give you permission.
Yeah,
to put
we
it
should
on
do
there.
That. Okay.
So, and that way, but it's in fact, I had just 3 or 4 weeks prior to getting this free notebook from Google. Thank you, Google. I bought the MacBook Air.
Oh, yeah.
And unfortunately, this little guy does a lot of what I could do with the MacBook Air, except the big thing I use my laptop for in business is I hook up dead hard drives or hard drives I need to recover data from in the field to my laptop.
So you can't really do any hardware troubleshooting since it's just a browser-based operating system.
Right. Now, I will tell you, Adam, that I have not put a USB into
the... Oh,
here we
go. We're testing it live.
I'm going to see what it does, because as far as I know, and I have seen people online that are hacking it and put Ubuntu on it and do other things. So it's got some kind of hard drive. I have not looked up the specs. But see, I put that USB drive in, and there's nothing happening.
Weird.
So
it doesn't let you save to it or something? Like, is there a download? place. So mm-hmm. yeah, that's a good question. What if you do want to download something? Is there, like, if you go to a download site, does it give you the option to save it to anywhere?
I haven't tried that.
Where does it go? Oh my gosh.
We'll try that while we're talking. We'll
have to. Yeah.
It's doing another system update. Does come with a webcam. So you can use Google Talk, the Google version of kind of Skype, if you will. Mm-hmm. And it works very well. It's a nice... Well, Adam just took his picture with it because Adam signed in and does a nice job, right?
Yeah.
And you have to have a Google... Well, as you would suspect, you have to have a Google account in order to use this.
Right.
Because that's how you sign in, is you have to sign in with a Google account. And then it synchronizes all of your bookmarks. Mm-hmm. And if you want it to... If you have it saving any passwords, it'll synchronize that across browsers, and people can't get into it unless they have your master password.
Excellent.
So it's secure in that regard, too. It just did another update.
Good.
And so we'll wait here a second while the update happens. But anyway, CR48, if you see these little sleek black laptops, and it has a 13-inch screen, I think is what that is. So it's very similar in size and lighter in weight than the MacBook Pro.
Right.
The 13-inch MacBook Pro.
Yep.
So very impressive.
It's really nice.
And if anybody else in our listening, vast, vast listening audience has received one of these, I'd be curious to know what they're doing with it and how they like it. Because I've been pretty impressed with it. It does have a print button. I've not tried it with my printer because I don't have my printer on a network.
Right.
So you're going to have a wireless...
Oh, yeah, that's so true. Unless that's what the USB port's for and they expect you to wire in a printer.
We're now totally up to date, Adam.
Oh, man. That feels good.
I don't have it on tap to click. Do you like tap to click?
I hate tap to click.
Okay, so it's off.
And I hate tap
to usually, click. I don't think I usually do it.
Because I like to rest my hands while I type.
That's true. It's a good
point. And on a laptop, and tap to click is annoying because as you type, you hit the little button and it moves your cursor all over the screen. So
my early review of the Google Chrome CR48 beta notebook system is, thank you, it's cool, number one.
Yep.
Because it's free. But not only is it free, it looks good, it functions well. But I have to say it's very fast. And because I'm already used to Google Chrome and I've been using Google Chrome quite a while now, it's very familiar to me. It does have one very cool feature, and I think I told you about this, Adam, on the one day you and I were talking before the show. It does have the Google Chrome or the Google voice search.
Oh yeah,
built into it. So if I just click
you're in
on
a coffee
voice
shop
search,
and you can just go in there and click.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, that's very cool. Just
we're gonna
shout
try
out
this.
What you're searching for. Okay.
I'm gonna try it here if I can.
Okay.
Maybe I got
If you're in a coffee shop and you're doing a voice search on something, you can just yell out hepatitis like that and have it search. People wonder what you're doing.
It's not functioning.
Oh my gosh.
There's a bug. There's a little bug right here. I can report a bug.
So on our usual rating system of out of 12 stars, you give this what, like a 9.5?
Oh yeah.
All right.
I agree. And they do have the other thing I haven't tested, and if you want to test it in the next few weeks, feel free. I'm going to leave this with Adam, is you can try out the Verizon.
Oh.
Because they, with this beta program, they're giving, I'll have
probably
to look
like
it
200
up.
Megabytes.
Yeah, I think
it's
either 200 or 500 megabytes per month of Verizon wireless.
Which I've learned is just about enough. If you know not to go on YouTube and you know not to go on Netflix, that's more than enough.
Is it really?
Yeah, since I've been tethering my laptop a little bit, I can get, well, I don't want to say it's more than enough, but with the way I use my computer, if you don't use it every day, you just use it when you need it. You only use it when you don't have Wi-Fi available, something like that. I mean, I will get like between 40 and 60 megabytes a month if I just do the casual browsing like Facebook and all of that. As soon as you start getting into anything else that has media involved, YouTube or anything like that, then that goes way up. But I found 40, 60 megabytes, a week is okay for just casual surfing.
Now there is under the help how to activate your 3G access. 100 megabytes per month.
Oh, there you
There's,
go.
There it is. That's
so not too bad.
So just
be very careful. Does it have a data meter on it?
It does. There's a way. Let me see. There's another thing in the help menu. see how much data is remaining.
Okay, good. I wish it carried over.
Check this out. It's actually a little thing up in the system tray.
Oh, good.
That tells you how much data you've used. Do you see this? See these little icons?
No.
Right here.
Oh, right there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah, so it gets red as you get down underneath 20 or 30.
Excellent.
Perfect. That's very cool. That is excellent. For sure, you don't have to sign into your Verizon network and figure out how much have I used.
You know, after seeing this, I think this Google company may catch on. They're doing some good stuff.
They could start hiring a few extra people any day.
Which I noticed, who was it? AOL. AOL is laying off a few people right now.
Really?
Yeah. I wonder. Maybe it's because AOL hasn't come out with their own laptop.
They have Arianna Huffington now, so she can perform a lot of duties.
That's right.
That a lot of those other folks were doing.
Yep.
Because she is highly efficient and highly skilled.
There you go.
So they don't need her. Now, we would be remiss here on, let me see the date is here today so I can be accurate. Today's Thursday, March the 10th when we're recording this. I think we'd be a little bit remiss and not be true tech geeks if we didn't at least give a little time to the iPad 2. Goes on sale early tomorrow morning.
Now, here's the thing. This is genius. I think this is a Cochrane commentary. This is my own evaluation of what's going on, but my own analysis.
I
think this is genius of Apple.
Okay.
Because I think they make more money if you buy it from the Apple store directly than if you buy it from a retail store, right?
Because I'd have to say, because it's the same price.
The same price. Right. And so there has to be some money built in for paying the people who work in the Apple stores or paying the people who work, in Apple stores or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that online ordering has to get you more money. So I think, here's what Apple has done. They said they're going to release it in the retail stores at 5 p.m. So that means Apple stores, and for what I can tell, maybe this is different, but from what I can tell, Best Buys and all of those guys won't have it until that time either.
They're not allowed to sell it, right?
From what I can tell. So,
including the Apple store.
Including the Apple store. So if it only goes on sale at 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
on the 11th,
right?
That means that there are enough Apple people out there who will get so impatient the day that it's available at 1 a.m. that they're not going to even be able to wait till 5, or they're not going to want to wait in line. And so they're
can
just
they order it and pick order. It up though?
No.
No, that's what I'm saying.
No, I'm just saying they're going to get so impatient with the I got to buy it. I think there's going to be a lot of them that just pull the trigger online because they can order it and they're going to be on there at 1 a.m. ordering it, 2 a.m.
Right.
ordering it when, you know, if they just wait, you know, it's one of those things. You've waited this long, why not wait another 2 days?
You don't understand the Apple fan.
I do. That's what I'm saying. Is that it's amazing to me that there's that many people who are just standing there.
Yeah.
You know, that need.
They're getting their nap in right now so they can wake up at 1 a.m. in the morning.
Man, it's crazy. It's funny. but yeah.
I guess I'm wondering also because of that very effect.
Yeah.
If they're planning on those really diehard people that want the iPad, at least order it quickly.
Right.
Get those folks out of the way and not have them stand in line all night. And maybe that's another.
That makes sense too.
Yeah. So they're doing that 5 p.m. start. So there's not a lot of late night lines. I don't know. It's an interesting rollout.
It gives the media plenty of time though too to get video, to get B-roll of people standing in lines in Apple stores.
For the 5 p.m.
news. Yeah. See, so
they might even put old what's his name from NBC. Charlie, what's the main anchor on NBC News, nightly news, Brian Williams.
Oh yeah. Okay.
They might even send Brian Williams out to the Apple store in Manhattan.
It wouldn't surprise me.
And do a live.
In fact, they may do the whole Today show from an Apple store.
Exactly. Apple doesn't have to pay a dime for that.
They don't.
That's awesome.
Man.
Speaking of a couple of dimes, Angry Birds creator Rovio.
Yeah.
They just landed $42 million in VC
venture capital.
Yeah, venture capital. I was going to say virtual capital. Isn't that amazing? I mean, talk about a success story.
They did it from the Excel and Skype founders. Did you see that?
I didn't know who he got it from, but still, good night.
Yeah.
That's some amazing thing. I do have to say that I'm a little...
Is Skype making any money? How do Skype's founders have any money to invest in anything?
Well, a lot of people use Skype for long distance, especially international long distance.
They pay for it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yep. That would make sense. Like Skype out or something like that, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, I have
20 bucks at a time. 20 bucks at a time, you know?
Yeah. I have a client here in town, Adam, that you may not have heard me relate this story, but she has family in Africa, England, and France.
Wow.
And she has Bresnan Broadband, our cable broadband provider here in Colorado. And she was paying between $300 and $500 a month on long distance because she talks to them a lot. She had an elderly mother, her sister, again, in Kenya, and that kind of thing. And so I talked to her and I said, man, I said, we could save you, I think, at least a couple hundred a month. And turns out that now she spends less than $80 a month because she buys Skype time.
Right.
And she makes all of her long distance calls via Skype.
Yeah.
And then now that Skype is on the iPhone and she has an iPhone, she uses it that way too. And she can make those calls to her family and receive calls from her family via Skype.
That is very
cool. And so in Kenya, it's kind of interesting. She was telling me her sister in Kenya, they shut off the internet at certain times of the day.
Oh.
And I think it's at night, interestingly enough, because after like 6 or 7 p.m., something about the criminal element in Kenya, at least where her sister lives, they go out and they actually cut lines at night to get the copper and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know. It was a strange situation, but basically there's just certain times of the day they can do Skype to Skype call, which is free.
Right.
But normally she's calling her sister's cell phone
or home
phone. So yeah, it's really
glad to live in America.
But bottom line is she went from $300 to $500 a month on long distance to now $100 or less.
Yeah.
So needless to say, I'm one of her favorite people on her help list.
Wow, good.
But she's been doing that for 3 or 4 or 5 years.
That's cool.
And that's pretty cool. That's a very cool story about Skype. And the only thing I will tell you in terms of money, and I don't know if you've been on Skype lately, but if you pull it up, Adam, they've gone to advertising within Skype.
Oh, yeah.
And so now there's ads popping up all the time.
It's either that or pay for it.
I know. I agree.
So
but you get used to it for so long not having it.
I know.
Okay, back to the iPad 2.
Okay.
I noticed last night I didn't get a chance to click on any of the links, and I see it here again today in the news, on the news ticker, that the early reviews of the iPad 2 are in. Did you get a chance to read any of them yet?
I looked over one quick one from, I don't even remember who it was, one of the bigwigs, but I don't remember. It wasn't Mossberg, but I did read somebody's.
I'm going to guess Mossberg likes it.
They were okay. Yeah. it could be the one that they advertised on Conan O'Brien and he'd still go for it.
That was a good one. Conan O'Brien, he had some good stuff there. So so what did the review say?
They said that it was, the one I watched just basically said it was the iPod 1 or the iPad 1 with a camera.
Uh-huh.
They noticed a little bit of speed difference on certain things, but since the iPad 1 is so fast already, it wasn't really that big a deal. So that's generally what they said. There wasn't a lot to it. There wasn't much to review. The more I look at it, the more it feels like a 1.5 upgrade and not necessarily an iPad 2 upgrade.
Uh-huh.
The lightness, they said, was noticeable. You know, it is lighter. It's 18-20% lighter.
I'm all about thin and light.
Yeah, two-thirds the thickness of the other one, which is nice. So that was the most noticeable part. You know, all the other stuff was there and just made it a big iPhone with the camera and all of that. But yeah, they were happy with it from the thing I read, but they didn't say it was anything revolutionary.
Cool.
Yep.
All right. Now, I think the other thing that, again, because we're learning to be SEO experts.
Yeah.
And that's a joke for those. Nobody else is going to understand that. By the time
we learn SEO and learn anything about it, it won't even be around anymore.
It'll be about like us learning RSS.
Yeah, exactly.
But I thought you are somewhat of a space geek.
I try.
You enjoy space and things related to space and space movies.
I live in space.
You live in space.
Yeah.
And I thought we should
a small planet in space, but
that's true. I thought we should give a little homage here, if you will, to the Space Shuttle Discovery.
Okay.
They landed yesterday.
Okay.
The final mission. 39 total missions.
Wow.
We built technology that can blast off with hundreds of thousands of pounds of flammable jet fuel from the Earth, blast it through the atmosphere, float it around 2 weeks, 3 weeks,
and put stuff up there and leave it there, and then go back and visit it.
And retrieve it.
And retrieve it.
Yeah, and fix it and that kind of thing. 39 times. And then land it. Not only go up there, but then land
the sucker. And that's just one of them. We had how many of these? Seven of them? Seven shuttles?
Something like that.
Five shuttles? Something like that.
This one's the oldest.
Right.
And has done the most missions. It has completed 39 missions.
Challenger was the first one, I think. But it's not with us anymore.
So. I don't remember all those statistics, but I found this cool. I heard this on the radio yesterday, so I wanted to kind of look it up, and it's right here in front of me. 1984 was its maiden voyage.
Wow.
So it started in 84, so it went 27 years.
Wow.
Yeah, 27 years.
Wow.
That is amazing that we've had the shuttle system that long.
My Honda Civic isn't even that old, and it's not holding together very well. So
your Civic might have a little more miles, though. See, because
a little more? I don't think so.
The Discovery has traveled 148 million miles.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That is incredible.
And they didn't change the oil but two times.
Wow. That is like my Honda, though.
40,000 spectators have watched the final launch in February. February 24th, it was 40,000 people.
Now, is this the final shuttle launch period?
No, we have two more this summer.
Two more shuttle launches.
There's one in May and one in August, I believe.
Wow.
But I don't remember.
You know, that would actually be worth driving out there and seeing it happen.
To see the last one? Don't you
think? To see the last shuttle launch?
I've always enjoyed watching
it. Is it going from Florida? Probably.
More than likely.
Right.
More than likely.
Where else would it go from? Yeah.
Well, White Sands. They did it 1 year at White Sands.
They landed in White Sands.
That's right. They landed in White Sands.
And that's when they missed their window or something like that. So
that's my home state, New Mexico, but I wasn't anywhere near there. Okay. So the maiden voyage is 84. They made 5,800 orbits around the planet.
Wow.
5,800. And they can complete one orbit every 90 minutes.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. 17,400 miles per hour is the average speed when they are in orbit, and that's a Mach 25, or five times the speed of a bullet.
Okay, let me ask you, do you think that when the let's say after the final shuttle goes, they get back, how long do you think it'll be before we have anything like the shuttle program again?
The United States?
Yeah.
A long time.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a long, long time.
I would be surprised if our kids see it before they have kids.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it'll be like 20 years.
But I'm hoping that Japan or China or Russia.
I mean America. I'm just talking about the United States alone. I think that
I think
Russians and Chinese, I think those guys are going to keep going up. And I think our astronauts will still go up with them. But as far as United States having its own space program where it's sending a team of people up there.
For the right price, you could go on that Russian.
Well, yeah.
You could become a Russian
cosmonaut. But see, I think that's what's going to happen. I think we're going to see more commercial-driven stuff and less government NASA-funded projects like that. Because you can do so much now with satellites that I don't think they really care as much about sending the people up there. I think that's more of a, not a novelty, but an unnecessary risk in a lot of cases. So,
but they're going to have to... they're going to have to do something to keep those people fed and watered up at the space station.
Oh, yeah.
So well, that's, we got to have
like
other...
I said, the Russians and Chinese are still going up there.
Yeah.
And who knows who else? But I'm not saying that people won't keep going up there.
Who knows who else?
Yeah, who knows? Iran may build one. You know, maybe that's what they're working on.
That's probably true.
That's probably all it is, that big thing out in the desert.
But I thought that was a cool story. I thought we should mention.
Yeah, that is really cool.
There was some other, they don't have it in this article, but I guess Glenn, again, I'm not a huge space guy.
No, I'm just kidding.
You need a Charlie Sheen after that.
Yeah.
John Glenn, his first return back to space was on the Discovery. And another little unknown fact is that the Space Shuttle Discovery was the only space shuttle to have an active member of Congress fly. Oh,
Glenn, right? Or was it somebody else?
Was it John Glenn? Was he an active member?
I don't know. Probably not.
No, I don't think
you're
he
right.
Was.
Probably wasn't.
They didn't mention the name. I don't remember who it was. There was one other statistic, people-wise, but I forgot what it was. But I saw here that they've had a total of the 39 missions, 246 different crew members have been above, been aboard the Discovery.
You know, even with that many missions and that many miles and all those things, that is still a pretty low number. You know, when you think about how many people have actually been in space, it's 200 and some people. Even if you do that times seven or however many astronauts or how many shuttles we have.
Right.
That's still, there aren't that many people who have been up there.
They're no, it's still a unique thing.
Yeah.
But we take it for granted, I think. A lot of people, how many people do you know get excited about space shuttles?
Oh, you're an astronaut. I see that all the time.
Well, but you don't meet many astronauts. But I'm just saying,
that's true.
The space shuttle program, I remember when I was a kid in the early 80s, it was huge.
Yeah.
You know, I remember we'd stop school and
you'd watch it. Well, it's one of those, today they'd call it a meme. It's one of those iconic things of the 80s that you think about when you...
What do you think about the word meme?
I think it's become a meme.
Okay.
Unto itself. All right. Yeah, the meme.
Here's another quick news story. We'll switch gears back to computers for a minute. We have done no emails today, and I don't plan on doing any emails, A, because we're running a little behind, and B, no one has paid for their question to be answered this week. And since Adam and I are all about the Benjamins when it comes to answering questions or time, whatever comes first, we're not going to do any. Except I will say that Daniel in South Fruitvale, I read this last night on our radio show, he gave us 2 cents because he said he's always interested.
Two cents.
He donated 2 cents.
Good.
Because he said he's always interested in our 2 cents.
Wow, that's great.
So I got this.
Thank you.
I got this donation, 2 cents.
So and PayPal. How much are the PayPal fees on that 2 cents?
But it says you boys are referencing the webcam. He was asking about the webcam.
Oh yeah.
So we read that last night. But he was the only one that paid this week. So
we always talk about our webcam.
I am not going to read any other emails this week. All right,
that's fine.
Although Dave Snap from Snap Photo here in town, he does not pay for that little plug. He sent me a Daily Show link via the questions address, so I'll have to watch that later. From Wednesday, June 18th, 2003. So it's an old one.
That is really old.
Yeah. So maybe you and I'll watch that after we're done. We'll test out the CR48. But anyway, the one quick other news story that I wanted to get to, and then I think I'm finished, Adam.
Okay.
Is Lenovo and Intel are going to put together, they're going to be the first major companies to put their names on a new low-cost notebook specifically aimed at students K-8.
Oh, cool.
And they're going to call it the Lenovo Classmate.
Good.
It's a child-friendly, complete hardware and software solution. Wow.
I hope it has a lot of security stuff on it. Not a lot of security, but you know what I mean. A lot of parental
controls on it. Yeah, it says preloaded with Intel Learning Series software suite, specialized educational software, and a variety of teaching resources.
Cool.
In spring 2011, the organization of Ibero-American States...
Sure.
We'll deploy the first wave of 158,000 Lenovo Classmate notebooks as part of its Conectar Igualdad one-to-one computing program.
Okay.
Which will equip students throughout the country with technology. What country, though?
It doesn't say.
But it sounds Espanol. It's going to have a 200... Oh gosh. Ugh.
200...
It is Windows 7.
Oh, my gosh.
250 gigabyte hard drive.
I have one word: chemo, QIMO.
Yeah,
QIMO, not chemo like CHEMO, but chemo, QIMO.
Right. Have you tried it yet?
I haven't tried it yet, but it is getting. I mean,
have you heard about it?
It's one of those. Oh yeah.
Where besides me, you've heard?
Oh yeah, I've read about it on the internet several times. I haven't used it, or I haven't even been to their site, I don't think.
But, here's a real world chemo, what Adam's talking about real quickly, a real world example. My 2.5-year-old nephew, I put chemo on my netbook and sent it to him.
Yeah.
My brother said it's amazing what the kid does with this little laptop.
Yeah, chemo is a version of Ubuntu or Linux. Mm-hmm. That's specifically designed for little kids. And,
Up to 10.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. And, you know, since it is Linux, I'm sure that older kids can get something out of it. But it really is. It comes with all the games and all the stuff that little kids would like to use on it. So, fantastic system. So, definitely recommend that.
Yeah, and it comes preloaded with all kinds of education software, from science to math to reading. And again, because it is built for young children as well, there's lots of different little games for shape, matching shapes, matching colors, and kind of just getting that kind of thing going. And it's amazing to watch. I put Skype on it for him. Uh-huh. I installed Skype. And so we do Skype. My brother will put the netbook on the table, and we'll have lunch together.
That's really cool.
And his little son is just excited about it. Problem is, as the kids get older, and he's only 2.5, he knows how to disconnect now.
Oh,
so,
good.
So he'll hang up. He'll see that red button to hang up from Skype, and so he'll hang up. Or, the other times, he'll be talking with me, and he'll minimize Skype.
Uh-huh.
And he can still hear me talking, and then he'll go to one of his games.
Yeah.
And it's 2.5 years old.
Wow.
It is just phenomenal.
That is really cool.
But, chemo... And it's safe. They're not going to get viruses. They're not going to have to worry about thousands of updates every day and that kind of thing.
Windows 7.
Oh, brother.
That's funny.
So that just shot that story out of the water for me.
Yep.
So anything else with you, Adam? Well, newsworthy?
Not really. One thing I'd, just because we always talk about something TED related, my TED video of the week is, not that we always have one every week. I just
That'd
made
be
that
good.
Up just
I'd like
now.
That. I'd like
TED
that.
TED video of the week. You know what? I should have looked it up. Let me... Pause for a second. We'll start over.
Okay. Well, he's talking. I'm looking up. I'm trying to find the actual cost of this Lenovo Classmate. Beyond the Windows 7, it does have a 10.1-inch screen, 1.3-megapixel camera, so it does have a webcam built in, and it has a card reader as well. But the fact that they threw... Windows in it. I don't know how they're going to be able to lock it down well enough to keep these systems up and running. It'll cost more to maintain them than it will be to actually acquire one.
Exactly. And they'll probably throw in Norton 360 or something, 90-day trial.
You're just really irritating
something
me now.
It's horrible. It really is.
That's a bad story.
You know, you and I should just do that. We should just go around the world collecting netbooks.
I would love to do that.
Dumping Ubuntu on them, get some venture capital, and go around the world distributing netbooks that actually work.
I'd do it for room and board.
Would you?
Sure, why not? If I got to travel.
Oh, if you could travel.
Travel, room and board.
Yeah.
And then people just donate a few cash.
I would if they do that for my kids and my wife, too. So, yeah. The TED video of the week that I think is amazing. Now, I'm a teacher.
Okay.
I love teaching.
Let's explain TED again real quick.
TED is a organization, stands for Technology, Education, and Design, and it's different than, just about anything else you can find. It's just lectures, little 20-minute or less lectures, and these lectures are from people who are actually changing the world. They're not Tony Robbins lecture. They're not Tony Robbins motivational speeches, although a lot of them are motivational. Mm-hmm. They're motivational because of the content, not because they're... telling you that you have
the
power within you.
Right.
They're just incredible, incredible videos. So if you don't know TED, go out there, TED.com, and watch some of these videos. Today's video, that the one that's hit me this week that I love, is from a guy named Salman Khan.
Okay.
And Khan Academy has been one of my Facebook things I've followed for a while.
Okay. Indian?
Yeah, I think so. I think so, but I didn't ask. Okay. I don't know. But anyway, it's very, very cool. I'm a teacher, but I'm a weird teacher because I believe that classrooms are going to be obsolete someday, at least the way we think of them today. I think there will always be a place for community education, but...
You think about teachers the way I think about libraries.
Yeah, I think it's all the same.
Yeah.
I think the same. I kind of associate it with Walmart and Amazon.
Okay.
Like, I don't think Walmart's going to go away anywhere, but Amazon is really the thing that really makes everything work, that, you know, it's just the better model. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that education still doesn't have a better model yet. They're still working at the old retail storefront model. And that there's something coming down the road, you know, as they implement more technology, if we can make it past the bureaucracy that is the education system. But this video from Salman Khan, it's called "Let's Use Video to Reinvent Education."
Okay.
And if you watch this video, it is incredible because the guy, started this thing, his little online school thing. It's not even that. It's just a bunch of videos that you want to learn. If you want to learn anything, mostly math, but they have other things too. If you want to learn anything, you can go to this Khan Academy website and you can watch
videos. You've told me about this
videos.
In the past, yeah.
You can watch videos all the way up through. But this guy, I didn't realize how far this went. I knew about his videos, but I didn't realize that he has totally revamped actual school math programs and things like that to where all the kids do is watch these videos and then use them to learn, and then they move forward at their own pace.
Huh.
And the teachers, there's a whole system to it to where the teachers can see which videos the kids have watched, whether they did well on it, because there's tests and things like that that they can do. But he's able to get 100%, well, I say 100%, there's always somebody in there, but he's able to get 100% improvement across the board of math education curriculums in these places where he's implemented this
I'm
system.
I'm sure that there's unions involved, though.
It's amazing.
Oh
yeah.
There's not unions that are loading the videos.
A lot of these kids are doing it on their own, even without school, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah. Without a teacher.
I don't believe it.
No, it's true.
Okay. All right.
It's true.
I'll have to verify that for myself.
But the other thing, here's the other thing. This will really baffle you too, that the Khan Academy is free.
I know you're lying.
So
to
it's
me.
An online school that's free that's actually teaching kids
now
to
I know
do
you're
some
lying
amazing
to me.
Stuff. Yeah.
I know it's not true.
Watch the video. It's fantastic. And it's Salman Khan, and that's Khan at TED.com. So very cool video. Whenever I find something that's that disruptive, I always like to share it with everybody else.
Well, and disruption I think is good. I think chaos is good.
Yeah,
I think if we get too complacent.
Well, I think, and you know, I don't think that disruption and chaos are necessarily synonyms. I think in a lot of cases, the order is what disrupts. That there's so much there's so much chaos within a bureaucracy that somebody comes along and says, here's how to streamline it, and here's a way to get from point A to point B without doing all that extra garbage and still have improvement. Then you actually get disruption because you have more order than you do if you, you know. So that's the end of that thought. I better quit.
That's good. We can get into philosophy another day.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, well, what do you think? Should we wrap it up for this week, Mr. Adam?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, we appreciate everyone's listening today and downloading the podcast. And we do hope to do live video casts some point in the future.
It'll happen.
We just don't know when. So we'll keep mentioning it for Daniel out there. Daniel, we'll just keep waiting for that extra 2 cents to roll in until we can afford the
winning.
All right. So have a great week. And we will have a live radio show next week, which we'll post the podcast. But it is spring break, so I will be not available for a Rick and Adam podcast.
Yep.
But you can follow all our information at helpmerick.com, or you can find Adam at talkingdigital.org.com.net on Facebook.
We're at Talking Digital.
On Twitter.
Twitter at Talking Digital.
On
Twitter,
Foursquare.
I'm on Foursquare. Are you on Foursquare?
I'm not. Oh, but okay. I know you are.
I am.
Are you at Talking Digital?
I think it's Talking Digital, yeah. Foursquare, if you really care.
I did start, real quickly, we're going to wrap the show up. I got to tell you one other thing. I did start, what's the other blogging service that's starting to really kind of come on?
Tumblr. I've used Tumblr for a couple of years.
Yeah, you started, but they've improved it just like WordPress.
Tumblr is really a good. I think it's a legitimate blogging platform for people who just. I think it's simpler than Blogger, but it does a lot more of the side things like audio and video and stuff like
that.
It makes it a little easier to do those things.
And mobile. Tumblr is very good for mobile.
Very good for mobile. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it. We're gonna wrap it up. Have a great week.
You're dealing with a Vatican assassin. Sorry.
What'd he say?
We'd like to invite all of our loyal fans and listeners to head on over to iTunes. If you're a subscriber, give us a 4, 5, 10-star rating. Give us a high rating. Give us the best. Mark it up there. Write a little review about us. We'd appreciate it. It'll help our rankings go up in iTunes and help more people discover us. Thank you very much for listening to Castellini on Computers.
Talking Digital.